I kind of want us to think about a few questions this morning. I'm going to ask kind of generic questions. Why do you think the epistles were written to begin with? Any and all epistles. Why were they written? And I want to think about 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness. And if you've ever raised a child, you understand that there is a lot of communication with that child. There's a lot of issues that you want to present and correct. And I would think if you were talking to a friend that has a problem, you would address that issue. Why else would you address the issue unless there's an issue? So if we go take a look at Revelation chapter 2, let's read the first few verses here, starting in verse 1. It says, "To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you have put to test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you have found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." Now, the reason we're reading about Ephesus, it's a strong belief that 1 John and 2 John was initially sent to the Ephesians. And it was tradition says that John died in Ephesus. And he was sent there and actually led